Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Ladies first on Monday's show. We've reached the semifinals at the FIFA Women's World Cup football tournament in Australia and New Zealand. Spain will play Sweden on Tuesday in Auckland, New Zealand, and Australia will host England on Wednesday in Sydney, Australia. The winners will advance to the final on August 20th in Sydney. Spanish midfielder Irene Guerrero says the team must be at its best to beat Sweden at Eden Park in Auckland.
Para mí es un partido que hay que competir.
For me, it's a game in which we have to compete, says Irene, from the very first minute until the last minute, until the referee blows the whistle, and trust in the work that we have been doing, which will bring us closer to victory. And above all that, each of us is focused in putting up their best version to help the team. The Spanish team has reached the semifinals for the first time. Its opponent on Tuesday, Sweden, is playing in the semifinals for the fifth time. Irene Guerrero comments on Sweden's experience.
Bueno, al final ella sí que tienen ventaja a nivel de selección porque es la quinta vez que están, pero nosotras tenemos jugadoras.
Well, they do have an advantage at the national team level, says Irene. It's the fifth time they're here, but we have players just as experienced in that sense, who have played in finals, who have played in important matches across the field at that level. What we have, we've been able to live it, and I believe that in a final, we'll put in the best version of ourselves to benefit the team, and that will help us achieve our objective. Meanwhile, Swedish defender Natalie Bjorn sizes up Spain.
We know that they have some very good individuals, but as a team, they're also very, very good. And I think it's good that we played against Japan and the U.S. Before this game, because it feels like Spain is a little bit of a mix between them two. With the possession that they want to keep and the physical side from the U.S. So I feel like we are better prepared. And like I said, they have world-class players, but we are very good in Sweden to work as a team.
Once again, Sweden will play Spain on Tuesday in Auckland, New Zealand. And Australia will host England on Wednesday in Sydney in semifinal matches at the FIFA Women's World Cup football tournament. I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
I'll have more football news, but first, let's go to the northeastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts, where the Basketball Hall of Fame officially enshrined the class of 2023 over the weekend. The chairman of the hall is Jerry Colangelo.
And now they take their well-deserved place in history. The 1976 United States Women's Olympic basketball team. Gary Blair. Jean Bess, Paul Gasol, David Hickson, Gene Cady, Tony Parker, Greg Popovich, Jim Valvano, represented by Pam Valvano Strasser, Becky Hammond, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, it is my honor to officially declare you are now hereby enshrined as the newest members of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. To the class of 2023, we say congratulations for all you have accomplished and thank you for all that you have meant to our game.
Now we'll hear from a few of the Basketball Hall of Fame inductees. First up, the big German Dirk Nowitzki. He won the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award in 2007, won the NBA Championship in 2011 with the Dallas Mavericks, and he was a 14-time NBA All-Star.
Thank you. Thank you to Jerry Colangelo and the Hall of Fame for allowing me to live with this feeling of gratitude for months now. Being on in the Hall of Fame means everything to me, so I really appreciate it. Thanks to the NBA and Adam Silver, the greatest sports league in the world. I'm so excited to be a part of this class. Pau, Tony, D. Wade, I didn't always like you guys. We competed at the highest level, but there was always an appreciation of your guys' greatness. So thank you guys. And as one guy in this class that we have the utmost respect for, and that's Coach Pop. I will never forget you. You wrote me a handwritten note when we won the championship, and what you and your organization did at my last game, I'll forever be grateful. So thank you, my friend. You guys inspired and motivated me to always work hard, and I will always be proud to represent you guys and, of course, the Dallas Mavericks. So thank you.
Another Hall of Fame inductee was the French point guard Tony Parker, who won four NBA titles with the San Antonio Spurs.
Wow. Thanks, the Hall of Fame. Water class 2023. Unbelievable. I have a lot of connection with that class. Pau Gasol, my teammate with the Spurs. Huge rivalry, Spain, France. Dirk Nowitzki. Where's Dirk? Dirk, I went to your jersey retirement. You're a great friend, and Texas rivalry was fierce. D. Wade, who played twice in the NBA Finals, and people don't know that, but he's my little brother, favorite player. So every time he will come to the house and be like, Dwayne Wade, like all the time. And then be like, man, can you stop it? You're my own brother. But we won one, so we're good. We're good. We're good. To finish, I feel very blessed. It was an unbelievable journey. I never thought somebody like me can experience something like that. So for all the kids who are watching, keep dreaming big. Thank you very much. I appreciate and love you all.
Tony Parker's longtime coach with the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich, was also inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I tried to think of a word that would describe what this might feel like. It feels even different than I thought it would. But for me, it's unimaginable. And that's not an attempt to be humble. This is unimaginable. And for anybody that's gone through this and felt it, it's not something you think about as you're growing up. It's unimaginable.
That's Hall of Fame basketball coach Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. And Popovich was speaking at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in the northeastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us once again with a look at the opening weekend of action in English Premier League football. Prince says the Gunners of Arsenal were one of six teams to score victories. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. English striker of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka and his fellow countryman of Ghanaian descent Edin Keita both registered their names in the score sheet as Arsenal secured a 2-1 win over Nottingham Forest at the Emirates Stadium. Another Nigerian striker, Taiwo Awoniyi, scored a late consolation goal for the Tricky Trees, but it wasn't enough to stop the Gunners from kicking off their Premier League title challenge with maximum points. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta expressed his thoughts on his team's performance.
We were super dominant. We deserved to win the game. There is no question that we deserved to win the game. But when you are 2-0 up and we had some chances to kill the game, we didn't. And then we gave a very sloppy ball away after being there and having the corner and having a chance on the corner to stray away in two passes, concede a goal. And when that happens in the league, it's game on. Every team has the resources, the quality to create issues. And it was more about the feeling than actually what happened, because the reality is that we didn't concede anything. But, yeah, you are running the clock down, and in this league, that's a very dangerous thing to do. But overall, obviously, very happy.
Nottingham Forest boss Steve Cooper also shared his thoughts on the match.
I'm frustrated with the first half, to be honest. I think that, we're coming to Arsenal. They're a really good team, strengthened from last year, more than a really good team. It's away from home. Lots of our team still getting a bit up to speed, if I'm being honest, and it was always going to be a tough challenge, but I just sort of half time questioned ourselves in terms of competing, really, and backing ourselves in the duels. You know, if you they dominated, they had territory, and we were always going to have to play that sort of mid to low block and sort of fast attack game, which we had a lot of success from the end of last season. What we didn't do quite right was in the duels compete strong enough and show enough quality on the turnovers. Like I said, Arsenal are excellent, but the reality is we've had a real chance in open play in the first half.
That's Nottingham Forest boss Steve Cooper speaking after his team's loss against Arsenal in the Premier League. Chelsea were also forced to a 1-1 draw against Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. Luis Diaz opened the scoring for the Reds in the 18th minute before Chelsea levelled through French striker of Congolese and Angolan descent Axel Disasi to share points on the Premier League's opening weekend. Here's Chelsea's Argentine boss Mauricio Pochettino's verdict on his team's performance.
I think overall we deserve a little bit more, or more than Liverpool. Yes, I think we feel pleased and we feel, you know, in the same time disappointed, because I think that we wanted to win and we deserve to win. But that is only the beginning, and I am so pleased with the performance of the player. I'm very, very pleased with the staff. After nearly 6 weeks working all together, I think we create a very good way to work, and that is really, really important.
Liverpool boss Jürgen Klopp also shared his thoughts on the match.
We just have to learn the spaces on the pitch, and we did that in the beginning. First 20, 25 minutes, maybe, I'm not sure exactly how long, really well. Scored a wonderful goal. Played super football, calm, composed, found direction, little passes, good switches, was everything there. Scored two goals, one is disallowed, but it was a wonderful goal in how we build it up. And yeah, and then it's Premier League, it's Chelsea, it's Stamford Bridge, and then you put the foot a little bit off the gas, and then they are there. They were not here today to make presents, obviously not.
That's Liverpool head coach Jürgen Klopp speaking after his team's draw against Chelsea in the Premier League. In other fixtures, Norwegian Benjamin Erling Haaland scored twice as champions Manchester City began their Premier League title defence with a 3-0 away win at Burnley. Spanish Spanish midfielder Rodri sealed the deal later on with the 15th goal of his Premier League career. Here's City boss Pep Guardiola sharing his thoughts on his team's performance.
Yeah, really good. The first games are so important to see how is our vibes and our feelings, and come here and you promoted all this so tricky, difficult, and the quality, they didn't expect to defend with five in the back, but we found a goal in the first action to help us. And after we struggled, we created problems ourselves, but it was a moment like Bernardo drop and Mateo drop, and we had to make a long, long possessions, and after the game was over. So that was the key of the game, when we attacked with the fullbacks from outside and everyone inside to create the problems.
That's Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola speaking after his team's win against Burnley in the Premier League. The Citizens are set to face Sevilla in the UEFA Super Cup final in Greece on Wednesday before hosting Newcastle United this Saturday. Burnley, on the other hand, will next be in action on August 27th at home against Aston Villa. Newcastle United also began their Premier League campaign with an emphatic 5-1 victory over Aston Villa thanks to goals from Swedish striker of Eritrean descent Alexander Isak and a goal each from Sandro Tonali, Callum Wilson and Harvey Burns. James Maddison also set up a pair of goals in his Premier League debut to help Tottenham Hotspur secure a 2-2 draw against Brentford in a match that was played at the Brentford Community Stadium in West London. Christian Romero gave Spurs an early lead before Cameroonian winger Brian Mbeumo equalized through a penalty kick. French forward of Congolese descent Yohan Wissa then doubled the lead for Brentford in the 36th minute before Emerson Royal leveled the scoreline to secure the draw. Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou shared thoughts on his team's performance.
I was pleased with the effort the lads put in. I was pleased with the way they sort of reacted to everything that was going on in that first half. And, second half I thought we controlled the game. Probably could have been a little bit more threatening in that front third to create some more opportunities for ourselves because, you know, we had so much of the ball. But, in the context of kind of, where we're at and kind of what happened on the day, I thought what's pleasing most for me was how the players reacted to it all and the effort they put in.
That's Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou speaking after his team's draw against Brentford in the Premier League. Brentford heads to Fulham for another London derby on Saturday, while Spurs will also host Manchester United on the same day. French giants Paris Saint-Germain were held to a goalless draw against a stubborn Lorient side in the French League season opener played at the Parc des Princes. The Parisians were missing the services of some of their key players, including French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe, Brazilian superstar Neymar and Marco Verratti. French striker of Tunisian descent Wissam Ben Yedder scored twice to help his team secure a 4-2 win against Clermont, while Strasbourg made a winning start to life under French coach of Senegalese descent Patrick Vieira by beating Lyon 2-1 thanks to goals from South African striking sensation Lebo Motiba and Jean Beleguet. Lille were held to a 1-1 draw in a scrappy game against Nice, while Moroccan midfielder Azedine Ounahi and Vitinha both scored for Marseille, who earned a 2-1 win against Hims. In the Spanish La Liga, Rodrigo and Jude Bellingham each netted as Real Madrid got their season off to a strong start with a 2-0 win against Athletic Bilbao. Barcelona were also forced to a 0-0 draw against Getafe. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. Iron Mike Mbonye has been talking with Nigerian football fans about their expectations for their favorite English and European clubs. Sporty greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. I am in a Lagos neighborhood called the Gowan Estate with some Nigerian football fans who support English club. I want to find out their views and the expectations of their clubs for the 2023-2024 football season.
Sir, may I know who you are, your name, and the club you support?
Hi, good evening. My name is Godwin Ikpe. I'm a hardened supporter of Chelsea for donkey years now. Okay, my expectation for my club is huge. You know, Chelsea is going through a transition stage now. We got rid of our old players, and we have new players on the board. We are building a new team. Chelsea is building a new team, and we have a couple of players that are brought in, and we have a new coach, Pochettino. And Pochettino is an experienced coach that have the much experience in the league. They have coached Tottenham for so many years, and I don't think he's new to the league. He's not new to English Premier League. And I know Pochettino can get the job done. And the set of players we have, they are the fighting spirit we have now is high, and I think Chelsea will do well. We'll go far in this league.
My name is Andrew Atasem. I support Arsenal, lifelong supporter of Arsenal. For this season, I see Arsenal winning the league. Last season, we came second, only by a small mile. So by this season, we've acquired Rice, we've acquired Alvarez from Chelsea, we've acquired Timber, a very good player from the Dutch league. So Arsenal to win the league 100. Arsenal to win the league 100.
My name is Charles Lemon. I'm a supporter of Barcelona Football Club. And my expectation for my club this season, is we're aiming to the Champions League trophy and all that. Champions League, the La Liga title, and the Copa del Rey. We hope to get those trophies this season.
If I may ask you a question, you have rivals in Real Madrid, Sevilla, Atletico Bilbao, Atletico Madrid. Are you going to surmount them this year? The rivalry is so much in Spanish La Liga.
Of course, the rivalry is so much, just as it was last season. And we came out at the top at the league level. So we are hopeful to get at the top of it this season.
My name is Odalo Peter. I support Manchester United. Well, my expectation is quite high because we've sold some players out, some deadwoods, the likes of Maguire, Fred, and the rest, and we've brought in new intakes, Mount, and the striker, Holland or something, what's his name is. So there's much expectation. I expect us to get like second or third.
Okay, I'm Onokoye Olaleko. I'm a fan of Manchester United. I'm expecting much from them because I can see the team as a new player added to the club presently, and I think with that they will go far.
Okay, my name is Victor Dumebianya. I'm a supporter of Liverpool Football Club. My expectations are high. Last season, we had so many issues, ranging from issues with the midfield. We had old midfielders, and most of our midfielders were constantly being injured. So this season was geared as the season for the midfield rebuild. What we did was we let out the old midfielders like James Mina and Jordan Henderson and some other midfielders who were constantly being injured, like Chamberlain and Naby Keita. So this season, we brought in new guys who are young and better. For example, we signed Szoboszlai and also Alexis McAllister. So the expectations for this season are quite high. We feel we'll do better than last season and probably win the league.
Oduoli Olawale, I'm a Real Madrid fan. I'm not really expecting much because we are just building up again. And a team that is competing in La Liga without a proper striker, you know, we are going to work harder to compete.
Are you talking about the absence of Karim Benzema?
Yes, of course. Karim Benzema is not there. We are unable to buy Mbappe, and we don't have a proper striker, a complete striker for now. So probably we are going to try before January transfer, maybe we can buy a proper striker.
My name is Arto Adedayodaudu. I'm a fan of Barcelona.
Are you expecting Barcelona to win the league again in the new football season?
Yeah, very well, very well. We're on top of our game. We are expecting, normally we are going to achieve the treble this season again.
My name is Olakunle Jude. I support Manchester United Football Club. Yes, in the Premier League, because we've brought in some new players and I expect them to perform. So at least I'm expecting top four from them.
My name is Fasayo Moro. I support Chelsea Football Club. With our current recruitments, I believe we can make the top four. We're not winning the league, I believe, because we are not powerful up front at all. The only player we have up front that is supposed to have given us firepower, who is Nkuku, is injured. We will be out for 4 months, except we can sign a player before the transfer deadline. So hopefully, but I see us coming up as top four.
You've been listening to some Nigerian football fans, and thanks to Iron Mike Mbonye for that audio. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
You can
follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots and lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African sports news.
World Athletics has denied reports that the world record holder and Nigeria's Tobi Amusan has been cleared of doping and was now unable to defend her title in the forthcoming World Athletics Championships in Budapest, Hungary. Tobi, whose name was formally excluded by the Athletics Federation of Nigeria from participating in the upcoming competition as a result of the doping investigation, was later included by the body arguing that she has been cleared. But in a statement released on Sunday, the World Athletics body said it had not cleared the Nigerian star for the competition. You will recall that the World Athletics included the 26-year-old Nigeria's name in the entry list for the Budapest Championships published last week, with a proviso that her participation will depend on the outcome of the whereabouts failure charge preferred against her by the AIU. And now to basketball. Two teams, DR Congo and Uganda, will not be participating in the FIBA Olympic pre-qualifying tournament 2023, scheduled to start on Monday, August 14th in Lagos, Nigeria. The International Basketball Governing Body, FIBA, says it will investigate and assess the matter to determine any potential disciplinary measures. As a result, the Group A of the FIBA Olympic pre-qualifying tournament 2023 will be played with three teams, Senegal, Mali, and Nigeria, while Group B will be played with three teams also, Cameroon, Guinea, and Tunisia. The teams from each group will play each other in a single round-robin format. The two top teams of each group after the group phase will qualify for the final phase. Ogo Odaudu is the head coach of Nigeria's basketball team.
This is an Olympic qualifying tournament where you have the opportunity to bring in the best of the best that you can find that are available at the very moment, and that's just what we did. It's not been an easy job, of course, but the chemistry is building up gradually. They're getting used to each other. The team is bonding well.
And now to rugby. South Africa men national rugby team, the Springboks, arrived France on Sunday as it began their World Cup title defense. The team will face Wales in Cardiff on the 19th of August and the All Blacks in London the following Friday, the 25th of August, in their last two warm-up games before departing for a week-long training camp in Corsica en route to their tournament base in Toulon. The Bucks opened their World Cup campaign against Scotland in Marseille on Sunday, the 10th of September. Springbok coach Jack Nyamba says the difference between the 2019 World Cup and this year's edition is that there is more expectations on the team now compared to 4 years back.
We need to get combinations now. We haven't given teams the luxury of building combinations and little micro units and mini units within each other.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to basketball great Irvin Magic Johnson. Magic is celebrating his 64th birthday on this Monday. I had a Basketball Hall of Fame story earlier in the show. Magic was enshrined in the Hall in 2002 after he won five NBA titles with the Los Angeles Lakers, as well as a national collegiate title in 1979 when he played for Michigan State. Happy 64th birthday, Magic Johnson. wraps up the August 14th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.